That's right. You are now listening to the sounds of late night with the Random Weird Comic Guy. Featuring tonight's special guest, the Mask in that piano. Writer, producer, Common Thought. Actor, comedian, Shizzle. Musical guest star. Tone. So, let us now welcome to the stage your man in line, the Random Weird Comic Guy.
Yes, thank you everybody. All right, folks, settle down. Settle down, everybody. Funny thing how we getting started around here. You know. It's a little humor. Keep things going, you know. Me, I try to stay current. Type of thing blows you away, right? Well, some of the people we got here is gonna blow you away. We got a human being with a mask on his face. A grown man parading around with a mask on his face. Oh, no, get this. Even better. We have a grown man calling himself bipolar. That's right, DJ Bipolar. You can imagine what that conversation is going to be like. Or maybe you don't. Point is, I got to talk to him. You guys don't. So, I don't see what's so funny. Where's the fun at for me? And right after that, lovely fellow. Yeah, it gets better. I know, right? Gets even better. Now I gotta talk to some other schmuck, and I forgot his name. Isn't that something? When I remember, I'll tell you. But until then, how about we take a break right quick? Yes, I'm the dizzy son of a gun behind this whole operation. Thank you guys for being brave enough to come back to be with me. You know what? I don't know, man. I want to run some clips, but I don't know if they'll let me. I might get in trouble. It's not like I've been in trouble before. So, I'm reading from my Jay Leno playbook, and I'm not finding none of the stuff, absolutely none of the stuff, what's his face, you know, come on, you know the other guy, I'm not finding none of the stuff he said, you know, the old guy. They had a hard time with him leaving. People are no good. But anyway, before we go any further in this experiment, I'd like to take the time out to say all of you people are going to get what you deserve right now, because I'm about to talk to a guy whose name is bipolar, okay? So, yeah. Welcome, DJ Bipolar. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's all right, it's all right. I appreciate that, y'all. Thank you. So, let me get right to the point. Your name is Kuwait Lebanon, man. I'm sorry. It's perplexing. I know. I called you someone else. I just want you to know. Yeah. Y'all waking up now. I'm not the only one stupefied. This guy's name is Bipolar, for God's sakes. He spins records. Okay? But anyway, like I was saying, your name is Bipolar. What the hell is wrong with you, man? Well, apparently I'm lacking a whole lot of stuff now that you asked the question. You know, I wasn't really thinking about it. I was just like, you know, because I'm always in between feeling when I'm doing my music, man. So, you know, we ain't write this and rehearse this as a sketch or nothing. So don't, he crazy and I'm retarded. So, you know, it kind of go together, you know. Yeah, he called me retarded. Why? I got to be retarded because you crazy. Well, you know, everybody know what's going on, man. Come on, don't act like that. But anyway, you've been with the KFC for quite a long time, man. Yeah, I have. I have. And it's been fun, man. It's a fun journey from there to now, you know, coming to where we are and doing what we're doing. No, it's good to see the guys out in the light on top, you know. But bipolar though, man. You chose a name bipolar. Do they? It's perplexing, because I'm trying to figure out, like, when you go to CVS and Walgreens, and they say bipolar coming. Well, how does one prepare for that? I don't know, man. That's a good question. Because, see, I don't use my stage name when I go out. So, you know. Well, can we find out what your government? No, you can't do that. I'm shocked that you would ask me to do that. No, it's not like that, but I'm just saying, though. You know. No offense, but come on, man. We didn't write this out as a sketch either, y'all. This is just how we kick it. We up here having fun. So anyway. Yeah, because I know. He's silly like that. Don't worry about it. That's my man, though. We good. You chose a name like bipolar. Because I can't get around this, man. Like, is there something going on with you or... Well, you know what, man? I'm going to keep it real. It is a lot going on with me right now. I'm gonna keep it real. You asking me all these questions, these people laughing at me. I'm trying to get through this interview. So, yeah, it's a lot going on right now. I'm under a lot of pressure. And you seem to be adding to that, bro. I feel claustrophobic right now. Even though this is a large area, but come on, son. Nah, don't do me like that. So I guess I should ask you another question. Yeah, you supposed to been did that, man. I don't know what's going on with this guy. And y'all probably thinking, oh, man, this is brilliant. They wrote this up. No, see, I'm about to hit him in his face and throw him at y'all. And hope one of y'all love him enough to catch him. Few of y'all. Y'all up for that? They think I'm joking. Nah, but that's my main man, though, you know. We've been doing this forever. So tell me about y'all upcoming thing, man. Yeah, we're about to work on this documentary. We got a cat, you know. Y'all probably know about Robert G. Brown. We're going to see if we can get him to film this little documentary for us. Yeah, man. So check out my man Robert G. Brown, man. Y'all see him all over Facebook and all of that. Do a lot of political activism, you know, all of that. Community organizing, all of that. You know, he works on the security detail down at the mayor's office. Yeah, he's on the security advisor board and all of that. That's real life. Check him out. Yeah, I've been knowing him for a good while now, man, you know. Great person, you know. We're sitting here with the mental patient of a DJ. I'm just saying. He's a mental patient of a DJ. Y'all got to know this is true, man. Damn, the man name is DJ Bipolar. He giving you the clues. Yeah. Alright. Oh, the other guy, he left. Yeah, he had somewhere to be. He took off. Don't worry about it. We got it covered, though. As soon as we come back from this television break, on this show that y'all listening to, y'all keep watching now. Do me a favor. Keep on watching. We'll be back, y'all. Yo. serious here, man. Let's tell you.
No, no, no. This high's gonna go.
Silly, man. If you happen to be in Chicago and want to be on the taping of Late Night with the Random Weird Comic Guy, hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SeanBunch.1. We'll be right back after these messages. Back with DJ Bipolar here on Late Night with the Random Weird Comic Guy. Yep. It's gonna go like that for now on, peepers. Every time one of you guys get on here with one of them funny sounding names, it's gonna go like that for now on, okay? See how I switch up? I'm the random weird comic guy. I turn it in anybody I want to. Now move over on my couch. I'm finna bring out this man right now. He from another planet, though. Shut up. I'm gonna tell you something so y'all can notice. That way when he start acting like he do, y'all ain't gonna be confused about it. Y'all already know what type of... Well, he ain't nothing but one of them old jive tickets off of 31st Street. Down there by the liquor store. Come on, quit playing. Listen. We down there with Roscoe now. Y'all know him. Yeah. Anyway, before we waste too much time, I want y'all to welcome my man, Eddie Albright. You owe me some money, sucker, and you get a free trip out here to the sunny shores of Chicago. How you feel, man? I'll put you down two ways, and you owe me money. Yeah, this sucker owe me money. He know it, too. He know that's why I got him on the show. What's up, man? That's how you gonna get down on your homie, man. No, that's my Mella right there. I've been knowing this chump for a long time, man. Knowing this punk's used knee out of a french fry, man. Look at him. Got that corny looking suit on, now he on TV. Acting like a big shot, huh? Don't be ashamed of yourself. But anyway, what's poppin'? Hey, look here, man. I asked you a simple question. Where my money at, man? I don't care nothing about none of that other shit. Where my money at? You ain't got it? I say, damn, man, you sweat me over 40 cents? I gave you that. We was in the gas station. You know what I'm talking about? The other day, you should have been paid then. Hey, look here, man. You gonna... Look, just give my money, man. I ain't trying to hear all that. I gave you the 40 cents. I need it. All right? Them people be here in a few minutes. I got some lean cuisine coming upstairs. They already made Go Puff now heat your food up if it's cold items. Why y'all looking at me like that? I don't make that much money. I don't. Oh, y'all thought I was interviewing this chump. I need my 40 cents. I need my money. You owe me some money, you'll be on the show too. You get your 15 minutes of fame with the random weird comic guy. No, but what's up, my mother? What's up, baby? You all right? Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm be over there at Chuckles. Yeah. I'm gonna be over there with Chuckles. Yeah. With a lot of laughs. Yeah, I'm gonna be over there with a lot of laughs at Chuckles. With your boy, Appetite now. You know. Setting it off up in there. Yeah. So you know, we gonna be chopping it up like that, and you know. Man, I don't care nothing about that. You ain't gave my 40 cent yet. Nigga, I gave you 80 cents at the gas station yesterday. I gave it to you twice. Nigga, that was something different. I'll give you 80 cents back later on. Right now, I need my 40 cents for right now. But it's good you're going to be doing that. What you got planned next, though? After that. Well, you know, man, we all over the place with it. I can see. It don't seem like you got a real solid career right now. Needing 40 cents for me and they ain't trying to pay for it. Nigga, I need my money back. Damn. Hold up. Talk to me, Daddy. Oh, you downstairs? What you say is piping hot, ready to go? Just give you the money, you can slide, bro. All right, Joe. Come on up. The elevator already down there for you. It's good. See, this is what you do. I get service from the best websites on the internet. Chump, let me get that 40 cent. Hurry up, baby. They finna come up here. And I already told these people cash. I don't use credit cards and all that. So don't start talking about, man, electronic payment. I don't care nothing about it. I never did, never will. Give me my money. That's what's real. You hear me? Y'all clap him. Tell that man to give me my money. Them people really coming. Won't be playing around. I probably talk to this other person too. Damn. I done talked to him already. You ain't know he bipolar. Damn, cuz, that's how we getting. Yeah, I know you're a trip, right? Yeah, man. Oh, listen. Hey, darling, how you doing? Hey, he gonna give you the 40 cent. The 40 cent that may be added on, he gonna give you the 40 cent. Man, you petting them up. Look, baby, I don't know what he talking about, but he medication and all that. But you know, it's alright. Yeah, we doing the taping right now. I don't even see how they let you up here. I ain't nothing personal with you, but you know what I'm saying? You know, to interrupt this. You see what I'm saying? But look here, take this, go on down there. Y'all have a good one, man. Joe, you bogus, man. Well, we basically done with the interview. And my producer looking at me like, later on, I'm going to get a head to toe, no cover up. So I guess I got to take a break now, huh? Is that the proper thing to do in a situation like this? Well, being the age that they are, my producers can't cuss. So they just looked at me with the look like, man, if I can cuss, God would be so rosy in the face. Come on back to be with us, y'all. Lord, you gave me a cheap and a crazy one. What am I gonna do? What am I to do, Father? What am I to do, Father? I don't know. What am I to do, Father? Lord, what am I to do? Well, I got a treat for y'all. I'm about to bring somebody out here on stage. I'm about to bring a little joy to y'all tonight. Oh, now y'all want to act like y'all got some sense. I said, I got a treat for y'all. Now you act like you want to have some sense. Ain't that about nothing? Gonna just embarrass me like this, huh? In front of everybody, huh? See what I do for y'all next time. Ungrateful bastard. Ooh, did I say that? Okay, y'all, but anyway, I want y'all to all get on y'all feet for my main man. Tons of fun. Calm down. Look at that. Big homie on the move.
And it's scared the hell out of you. Cause you like, damn, I wonder is he gonna fall? Some of y'all out there taking bets on it right now. Talking about, I wonder if that big motherfucker gonna fall. Who out there bet with me? Alright, look, I got 50 this way and 50 that way. That way, if I fall, I win. If I don't, I win. The 50, I may have lost, I get it back. Excuse me, sir. Yeah, that man. Thank you. I'm a celebrity. I can't go to jail. Usually, it goes a certain type of way, but it's not tonight, baby. No. This the wrong kind of comedy show. I'm the wrong kind of big person. I got personality. I will light you up. Self-esteem come to me and say, what's the word, man? And I say, you, daddy, because you the man, Jack. He say, no, you got it. I say, okay, and I walk off, strutting while the sun sets. What you need to do, right? I'ma tell you. I'ma get you the big boy starters kit. Get you a McDonald's account. Get you a McDonald's account. They love big boys. The big roll, baby. Hey, look at them. I get a couple of more dollars. I'ma get a perm and start saying, I'm Bruce nephew. Yeah. Why I ain't so dark like he is? Because you know what? I spent a lot of time in the shade because I got it made, baby. You hear me? You know how some players are? Baby, it is really like that, man. Do you get what I'm saying? You know me and you love me for it. I swear to God, it's a lot of stuff that can go into a drought, but if food ever went into a drought, I'm breaking in the White House, one punch through the building. They're gonna be like, my God. Someone knows the secret, be damn straight. What happened? Where is that? I don't smell nothing cooking up in here either. Damn. Oh, that's right. It's 5:30. Y'all about had y'all dinner already. My bad. Old White House be like the old folks home. It's off today while nuclear winter takes place. I'm trying to figure out how the hell you doing then, Jack. But anyway, you can stop all that. Come on, man. Hey, can you pass that plate up here and order another one? I don't mean no harm, baby. I'm just saying, you know. That's why I was looking like that. Can you pass that plate up here and order another one? Or do we have to come to some other kind of understanding? I'm asking you, real nice, one more time. And right after that, I'm going to apply a technique called the Tennessee Taker. Cause in 10 seconds, the plate will be taken. You get what I'm stating.
Don't be mad at me, be mad at God. He made us all. So you take your gripes to him. If I'm an ugly fat mother, tell him, not me. Cause I might not be an ugly fat mother. I might be a fat ugly mother. You might have not had your facts straight. He might turn you around like, see, nigga, that ain't even what it is. We're playing with a big boy. We're playing with a big boy. I'm gonna tell y'all a real fat joke, and I'm gonna get on out y'all way. You know why Stacey Adams don't make shoes no more like that? Cause every time a big person put on Stacey Adams, he make change. Let that sink in your mind. Y'all know me. Give it up for my man, Tons of Fun. Can I take a break real quick? Now, ladies and gentlemen, while you're standing up, that's right. I want you to give it up for Tone. Yeah. How you guys doing? Before we get started, just like to take a moment for our fallen comrade. If you will, a moment for our fallen comrade. Sticks. moment's for you, buddy. Let's go. Thank you. All right, guys. You ready?
The wind you blow. Change you want. The things you see must be the keys to your reality. The places you go in your mind when you feeling superior and everyone else is out of line. You think you're the sharpest pencil around, so go ahead and write down what we all should read.
make sense of it all. You continuously fall, but yet you can't seem to stay on top of things. Now we can see the lies, can't you know? You're way too self-absorbed to realize you are nothing less than all the things you see. Cause as long as the key to your reality, the wind you blow must bring the change you want. The wind you blow must bring the reality you see and be everything that you want. I can't feel the light shines deep when you're with me. I know that things can be a bit rough sometimes, but let me assure you that it's all concrete at the end. Just as long as the wind you blow brings you the reality you want. And all the things you see, just that reality be all that you see. All that you see. We'll be back right after this. Late nights. Late nights. Late nights. With the Random Weird Comic Guy. Late nights with the Random Weird Comic Guy. It's being brought to you in part by the letter 10. Why? Because if you can count, you can spell. The number J. Your brain. Saturn car dealerships. They're out of this world. Get a Saturn. And by the makers of the Mad Flows music show. Why? Because it's your show, we're just hosting it. You guys come on back and spend these last few minutes up late with the Random Weird Comic Guy. Tired of life getting you down? Turn on NTB and me. And this type of douchebagism doesn't have to happen to you. Now let's get back to that weirdo with the mic in his hand. Doing that stuff that he does. On that network program that he's on. Performing as the idiot that he is. Here we go. I'm sorry. It's another one of those interruptions. Yep. Up late with me again. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for spending your time with me. I want to thank all our guests, Tone, these two schmucks right here, you know, Bipolar and the other guy. But you're all good sports, though. I want to thank everybody else out here. And if we can, get back to my theme music. Driving me crazy not to hear that wacky song. Okay, guys, from the top. Brandon, where you're coming, guys, sit live here in Chicago on Anchor FM Podcast, where you're getting your podcast these days. You gotta tune in to remember, log in to find out. Look us up on Spotify, Google, Apple, and all the rest. And that's a wrap. I think that was a good show, guys. Yeah. It's all right. All right, guys. Yeah. Hey, man. Thanks for coming out, brother. Yeah, man. It's all right. Good. Hey, man. We had a lot of fun tonight. Yeah, it's all right. Okay, guys. And clear. That's it. Good show. Hey, gentlemen. Great. Great performance tonight. Yeah, man. No problem, man. It's all right. Great. Let us know when you want us back on, man. We're happy to do it. All right, guys.